called Nocturne. It's all to do with the sleeping acrobats and dancers. I work as a massage therapist, specifically for acrobats and dancers. And one of them, she sent me a text saying she'd love to see what she looks like through the eyes of my paintbrush. She came over and she was tired after doing a day of being a living sculpture. And so I said, why don't you just have a snooze? And she went to sleep and I was painting her. And I thought, well, this is fantastic. These highly active people sleeping. And so this is almost a sleeping tiger thing going on where you've got these really strong, active people in repose and almost in a vulnerable position.
But you can see the movement as well.
Yes, exactly. This one is Emma Hawthorne. She's a dancer with Mamma Mia. It's touring at the moment. She stayed at our house when she was in Brisbane. And this is the three stages of sleep and the healing process that happens in that, in the stages. So you'll see, like, it goes to the first stage, is, you know, she's quite delineated, and then falling back into the second stage, and she completely starts to dissolve in the third stage of sleep. And then the REM stage, when you go to sleep, or when you're dreaming, is all the stars and everything flying around her. She has a very strong yoga practice and healing practice for herself. And I was trying to get that sense of self-healing and the healing properties of sleep.
Why sleep? What do you find fascinating about sleep, Billy?
Well, again, it's the how we heal ourselves in sleep. Because I work with them as a massage therapist, they're used to being asleep in front of me. And so it's the different layers of conscious states that we go through in sleep. And when I was very young, I used to watch my mother sleeping, and I'd see this dark shadow moving across her face and her eyes, and I was quite fascinated with that and imagined that was her dreams and her sleep moving around her face. And I've been trying to incorporate or try to capture that little spirit in my paintings ever since, basically.
Did all the subjects have to sleep? Or
They all fall asleep.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they know me very well. They're very comfortable with me. And they always say, oh, I probably wouldn't sleep. And bang. They have a good snooze.
What do they think of the works then? Because you don't see yourself sleeping. You never see yourself sleeping.
No, that's true. They adore them. And they love the process because a lot of them haven't actually been painted before. Mm. And you know, being a painter, you're used to working with people all the time. Mm. But you forget that a lot of people aren't used to being painted. So to them, it's a novelty.
But very vulnerable when you sleep and naked. Yeah. Sleep naked with someone there, you know, knowing that they're painting you. So they must have an incredible trust in you as an artist.
Oh, absolutely. I do warn them they will get paint on them when they sleep.
They wake up and go, oh, what's that?
Yeah, there's a couple of them I've had it, you know, they look at themselves later and there's blue on them. Or
was that a dream?
Was I dreaming or did I get paint in my face?
And so let's talk about this one over here. This one's very different because it's red. Most of them are blue tones and golds, but then this one's a real red, which has a different energy.
Yes, that's true. All the colors are based, I get them to fill in a questionnaire on their dreams and sleep and how they perceive sleep, what they see, the shape of sleep, and what colors they find relaxing. So it's quite in depth how I end up working with them. This one is Elise. We have a cat who, when Elise was here at my place sleeping, the cat came in and slept on her. And she has a cat, and so I painted my cat in, and I said to her, well, if I'm going to do your painting, I can't really leave my cat there because it's like painting an adulterous scene. So so I got some photos of her cat and put it in there. And so I call this painting The Healing Qualities of Sleeping with Your Cat. And it's, again, about how when we're sleeping, that's when we restore, our body restores. And so there's like a almost circular, cyclic energy going between her and the cat and in the various stages of sleep and the body healing itself, basically.
What do you hope people take away when they view these paintings?
I just hope that they enjoy them and get a sense of quality of sleep and relaxation.
We all need it, don't we?
Well, yes. We, as a society, we don't get enough sleep. Mm. I've been doing quite a lot of research in sleep, and we need about 8 1/4 hours sleep to function properly. And most people in our society get about 6 hours, and so we end up with this huge sleep debt. So I've always done that. I mean, I worked in theater for decades, and I'd get 6 hours, you know, and I think I was fabulously healthy. Mm. But then later on, you realize that you're actually exhausted. If you lay down and you fall asleep within 5 minutes, you're overtired, and you need to get more sleep.
It's become like a dirty word, sleep, isn't it? It's like goes with being lazy, where it is. It's something about healing. So is that what you hope people to take away? Celebrate sleep more. It's something beautiful.
Celebrate sleep. Celebrate the beauty of life. And your own happiness and your happiness that you get out of just sleeping and being more happy within yourself, more comfortable within yourself. That concept of sleep as a dirty word actually started with Edison. He used to say he hardly ever slept, and if you were sleeping, it was a waste of time. And in fact, he would actually have naps, and there's photographs with him with the president at the time. He actually fell asleep in the middle of a picnic with the president because he was overtired. But yeah, it's a contemporary issue. It's actually to do with, you know, us living with so much light, and especially nowadays with all our phones and devices, you know, we trick our mind into thinking it's daytime, and so we don't get a good quality sleep at night.
So celebrate sleep.
Celebrate sleep and celebrate your life